Amen. So Paul, the Apostle Paul, traveled all around the Mediterranean, teaching, learning, growing, starting new churches, but churches that you and I wouldn't even recognize as churches. They were small groups of very diverse people and growing in Christ. And as he went to them, he would simply bring a very powerful message that was, you need Jesus Christ. After Paul left the area of Galatia, that part that is now Turkey, he moved on in the Mediterranean, but other Christian preachers came after him. These were not the same type. They were Jewish Christians. And so when they came to preach, they brought a very specific message that was very similar, but with a twist. And they said, you need Jesus Christ. But first, you have to be Jewish. And Paul, when he heard about this, wrote back to them to say, no, you don't go there. You're putting God in a box. Your God is going to be too small. This is exactly where you and I live. This is exactly the issue that we face. Each of us, all of us, every one of us, put God in a box. This is who God is. This is what God does, and this is how God does it. But then, at times in our lives, our box has to get bigger. God is too much. We have to have a box so that our brains can understand what's going on. But our box always needs to get bigger. The problem with this is that when we do that, when we change faith, When our faith grows, there are other areas that are uncomfortable. You can't grow in your faith without your life changing. You can't grow in your faith without your church changing. You can't grow in your faith without your family changing. You can't grow in your faith without your workplace or your school changing. Why? Because you are different. The very fact that you are different has now changed the system. Now, here's what I want to tell you today. When the system changes, one of the very natural responses is anxiety. We get nervous. Now, by anxiety, I'm not talking about today the chronic condition that many of us deal with when we live with chronic anxiety. What I'd like to refer to today is the emotion. And so, for me, when I'm saying anxiety, I'm saying when the world changes around us and we have that fear, nervousness, frustration, all of these things lead into anxiety. Here is what is radical. In our Christian faith, we are told you don't have to carry that anxiety. You can let it go. But it's not just in the Christian faith. When you go into the ancient Jewish faith, they will tell you the same. When you go into Islamic faith, Buddhist faith, Hindu faith, this is a global thing that you don't have to carry the anxiety with you. It's okay to let it go. So, a number of years ago, I got a phone call from the Newton family. They were in another church that I had served, and the Newtons wanted to catch me up on what was happening with Grandpa Newton. Their kids were in high school, and the parents were active in the church, but then there was Grandma and Grandpa. Oh my goodness, they were amazing folks. And what had happened inside of that last week was that Grandpa Elmer had gone into the hospital. Now, this was remarkable in itself. Elmer, at that moment, was 92. He had not been in the hospital since he was about 20 years old. He was a machine gunner in World War II down in the Pacific Theater fighting the Japanese. And in one of those battles, a shell had landed too close to him, and he got caught in the blast. And so they put him in an Army field hospital. After they released him, it was not till over 70 years later that he went back into the hospital. He went in for pneumonia, and so, of course, they took x-rays to see how they were doing. Then the doctor immediately called the family in, and calling them into the office, he put Elmer's x-rays up on the viewer, and he turned on the light, and he said, okay, here are Elmer's lungs, and he's going to be okay. But what is that? There on the x-ray was this bright white piece of something that had lodged itself in Elmer. And the family just started laughing because they figured out immediately what it was. Shrapnel. When that bomb had exploded, he had caught shrapnel in his body almost 75 years earlier that the body just said, oh, well, we can't get rid of it, so I guess we're keeping it. And so the next time that the doctor saw Elmer, he said, are you still keeping that in you? Are you still hanging on to that? This is the exact sentence, the exact thought that I want you to be applying to your own anxiety. The world changes around us all the time. Your family changes. Oh my goodness, my family just changed this week. Your workplace changes. Your friendships change. Your school changes. Your church is changing all the time. Where is anxiety? Now, I love how the Apostle Paul handles this. And do you remember the last time that you really felt anxious? Do you remember that gnawing feeling of worry down in the pit of your stomach? Do you remember the loss of appetite and how it just was exhausting? Do you remember how it just gnawed on you on the back of your mind and it tensed your shoulders? Do you remember this anxiety? This anxiety is mental and spiritual and physical, and it is so real. And Paul said, look, when the world changes around you, you have to remember where you started. You started in intimate relationship with God. And then Paul uses this word, Abba. Now, in Scripture, when you heard it read today, it said, call to this one, Abba, Father. Actually, the definition of that word, Abba, is not father. Daddy. Daddy. You have been created to have intimate fellowship with a God who loves you, cares for you. In your life, do you remember those moments when you were young, when you were wrapped in the arms of a loving daddy or a loving mom, a loving grandmother, a loving father, a grandfather, your favorite aunt, your favorite uncle? Do you remember those hugs? Do you remember being held? It is an amazing thing for me to be back in the land of babies again. And I watch this little Miss Marin as she is held by her mother, and everything that goes into that girl is coming out of her mother and emotionally out of her father as they hold her when she's crying, as they hold her when she's sleeping, as they cuddle with her, as she draws mental, physical, emotional health right straight from her parents. This is what Paul was talking about. You are loved by Abba, Daddy, Mommy, that loving hug, that hold. When we realize that this is real in our lives, what it can do is allow us to release the anxiety, to let it go. Are you still holding on to that? Let it go. How long has this anxiety been down inside of you? For us, for some of us, we've held the same anxiety for decades and generations. You don't have to. This is what Paul is saying. When systems change, when the world gets turned upside down around you, it's okay to remember that you are loved by Abba. 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 Now, this is an ancient concept. I want to show you. Would you take out a hymnal? And I want to invite you to turn to the very into the back to Psalm 37. You'll find that the heading is right on the top of the page, but it's on page 772. These words are ancient. These are not Christian words. These are Jewish words. These words were written centuries before Jesus was ever born. In the very first sentence, it says, "Do not be angry," but there's another translation out there that I love. Instead of saying, "Do not be angry," I would say, "Don't fret yourself. Don't fret. Don't fret." Now, I'm going to read the normal words. Would you read the bold print words? And as you speak, be sure to speak them boldly. And I want to show you how this ancient author taught us how to let go of anxiety. "Don't fret yourself because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers. For soon they will cease and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so you will dwell in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, who will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in God, who will act, bringing forth your vindication as the light and your right as the noonday. Be still, patiently before the Lord. Do not be angry because of those who prosper in their way, because of those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Don't fret yourself. It only leads to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall possess the land. Yet a little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look at their place, they will not be there. But the meek shall possess the land and delight in abundant prosperity." All right, here's the deal. If I tell you, let go of your anxiety, and you say to me, "Okay, fine, I'm going to let it go," now what are you going to do? That anxiety, that worry is going to come right back and haunt you unless you put yourself busy and act in a different direction. Listen, listen to what this author is saying. Don't fret yourself. Trust in the Lord and do good. Take delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in God. Be still and wait patiently. What it's saying is, it's not enough to simply say, "Okay, God, I gave it to you." It's important for us to acknowledge that God is moving and working in our lives, but it is equally important for us to realize that we have to do something about it too, by letting go and moving ourselves in a different direction. There is a time when you need to be down on your knees in prayer as if everything depended on God. And there is a time for you to get up off your knees and get to work as if everything depended on you. You can't just let God do it. It's a partnership. And when those loving God, arms of Abba are surrounding you, know that it is strengthening you to do what needs to be done in your life, to let go of that anxiety and to be moving and working in positive directions. Are you still hanging on to that? You don't have to. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This is what is incredibly important, to know that God is moving in your life. And to know that you don't have to live with that anxiety. May it be this week that you claim the arms of Abba. May it be this week that you can let go of that anxiety and to live in the direction that God wants you to live. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you pray with me? So, Lord, we lift up our anxieties to you and simply give them to you, but ask that you wouldn't just take them, but, Lord, that you would give to us that direction and the energy that we need to simply be your children.